You're listening to the Party in My Plants podcast, and you're about to hear how the only shedding for the wedding I'm doing for my wedding is shedding the need to shed for my wedding. How meta. Welcome to the Party in My Plants podcast, where I make healthy living as fun as a party so you'll, you know, actually want to do it and then actually feel, look, and live your best. I'm your host, Talia Pollock. Now let's get this party started. This episode is enthusiastically sponsored by a product I couldn't swear by more if I tried. Four Sigmatic Mushrooms. I didn't say swear about more. I said swear by. I couldn't swear by the magic of mushrooms more if I tried. I originally tried a packet of Four Sigmatic Mushroom tea in a glass of hot water because, well, I was gifted a free single packet of Four Sigmatic Mushroom tea by a friend. I had no idea what it did or what was going to happen to me. And I was skeptical because this whole mushroom thing is trendy right now. And I'm always skeptical of trendy things. Read, I avoid trendy things to not be trendy. You know what I mean? But anyway, I drank the shrooms and I felt truly awesome. It's hard to explain. I just felt more awesome than before I drank it. Since then, I've ordered it and consumed about 2 packets of shrooms a day, and I can't get enough. I am telling you, these mushrooms are magic. Although they don't make me hallucinate in a bathtub like my ex-boyfriend's famous magic mushroom experience, which honestly, he seemed way too proud of in hindsight. But hear this, I wasn't hallucinating the magical effects of these shrooms. They are ultra scientifically proven to boost immunity and gut health. Yes, please, and thank you. And the 4 different shrooms that Four Sigmatic uses most, hence the 4 in Four Sigmatic, I just got that too. Well, like 3 minutes ago. But they all do different epic things for your bod. Reishi helps you relax. Cordyceps give you non-caffeinated energy for sports and stuff. Lion's mane, which does not come from my lion's mane, boosts your brain. That one's easy to remember. And chaga is good for immunity issues, like when you're traveling or feeling run down and or both. Okay, enough blabbering from me. I just finished a mushroom matcha latte. Oh yeah, Four Sigmatic has mushroom matcha powder. If I could just stop blabbering for a damn second, I could tell you that because you listen to this podcast, thank you for that, you can save 15% off any and all Four Sigmatic shroom stuff you'll want to buy off their site, Four Sigmatic, FourSigmatic.com, using code PARTYINMYPLANTS. To save that 15%, baby. Man, maybe I had way too much mushroom matcha. Okay, onward to the show. The moment that engagement ring slid onto my finger, I experienced 2 major immediate thoughts about my appearance. The first was that I really ought to put effort into actually keeping my nails looking feminine from here forth because I really just owe it to that shiny diamond sitting on my hand. I mean, it's just offensive to have chip polish on spear-shaped nails surrounded by hanging skin. My ring deserves way better. The second major thought about my appearance was, time to start a change in my body. Gotta lose those last 5 pounds. So I started doing all the stuff with gusto. I mean, isn't that what you're supposed to do when that ring slides onto your finger? Shed for the wed? It rhymes, so it's obviously meant to be a thing you do. So I did. I mean, I laid out a full-blown game plan. I bookmarked photos of the dream wedding bod. I Googled NYC bride boot camps. I made that list of foods I should avoid for the next year. I bought the booty bands. Then like 10 days into my get ripped game plan, and I was ripped, but not in my hammies, in my head. Like I was mad and unhappy and stressed and not myself. On one run, I think while Imagine Dragons Thunder was playing in my headphones and I was sprinting, I was just like, dude, what the hell, Talia? What are you doing? I mean, you love running, so keep running because it brings you joy. But what's with the restricted eating, the goal body images? You're freaking good. You feel good and you actually already dig your body. Jesse's clearly happy to hang out with it for the rest of his life. You hate monitoring your food. You love eating your food and you don't even know good moves for booty bands. Just keep being your best self as a bride. That's it. So that was it. I mean, I literally just gave myself permission to shed the weight loss thing right out of my life. And instead, I decided to put all my effort and attention this year into becoming the best possible version of myself. So rather than aiming to look like a starving stranger as I walk down the aisle to become Jesse's legal, legit, Facebook official, thank you very much, wife, I want to freaking sprint down that aisle. Not really, because I can barely walk in heels, but I want to arrive next to my man as the best possible version of myself, confident as a mofo and energized as F. That's really it. And truthfully, this little revelation was as simple as just giving myself permission to not do what quote unquote they all expect me to do, or to do what quote unquote I actually want to do in my gut. Also, can someone please tell me about these last 5 pounds? I'm just not getting it. Do all of us women have these last 5 pounds, no matter what weight we're at? Is it like how we have boobs? Oh my God, maybe our boobs are our last 5 pounds. Maybe that's why no one can lose those last 5 pounds, and how we always think we have last 5 pounds because we do have those last 5 pounds and they're our boobs and we don't want to lose our boobs. Guys, I totally just cracked the code. Wow, I totally get it now. Damn. Okay, now, so obviously this whole screw the shedding for the wedding thing is a little easier said than done on a day-to-day basis. And I'm telling you, this wedding thing has brought up a lot of things, you know? Body image things being one of those things. Body image is a word or phrase that usually triggers me to eye roll because it's just very overused and a little, I don't know, kumbaya, just not my jam. No judgment if it's your jam. No judgment at all. But I do want to jam on it here for a sec because even without using the full term body image, I find that I naturally talk to my clients about this a lot. And I think I have some things to say about it. At least they think I do. So Kristen, if this doesn't help anyone, I'm blaming you, okay? I just want to say that I believe weight loss goals or body transformations for a wedding or for a Wednesday shouldn't be measured on a scale or via a pant or wedding dress size. I really think the whole goal ought to be simply measured by how happy, confident, proud, and energetic you feel, which unfortunately doesn't have a battery-operated device to calculate your progress of, but just go with your gut to gauge. I was talking to a client recently who wanted so desperately to go back to her pre-2 baby weight. And I believe I straight up said, and I quote, "No, that is not a goal I'm willing to help you achieve." I'm very blunt if you haven't noticed. I said, "I don't believe it should be your goal. What if you made your goal becoming your best self?" And she said, "Well, that's when I was my best self, pre-2 babies." And I said, "But you birthed 2 babies. You made them and then pushed them out of your body and then fed them with milk that your body produced out of scratch. And now you get very little sleep and very more stress on a daily basis because of them. Your body can't go back to time before then. It's like prehistoric time. But you can become your new best self." And she loved that. She ate that shit up. She started meditating on it every morning, just closing her eyes and picturing her new present day best self. By letting herself off the hook to become this old stranger self, and by making one positive decision at a time to not eat peanut butter out of the jar at 10 p.m. or do go on that walk/run on a Saturday morning, she's becoming her new best self. And that's why they pay me the big bucks. Thank you very much. So for me, I used to desperately want to go back to my freshman year of college, 115-pound self. That was all I'd want and all I'd focus on. But like, no. Because I got a physical a few weeks ago, I can confirm that I'm exactly 10 pounds heavier now than I was then. And I'm 1,000 times happier and stronger than I was then and way more me than ever. I'm my present day best self. And ain't that all one can ask for? In my opinion, clearly, it definitely unequivocally is. Do I think my thighs could be a little smaller? You bet. And if you listen to episode 57, you know that's my biggest insecurity. Do I wonder how it'd look if my arms were a little more toned? Maybe. Is it true that my nose pores could be less big and shiny? Yeah. But did I do everything today that I could possibly do given my responsibilities, time constraints, whatevs, to take strides towards being my best self? Yes. So then are my legs or arms or nose or whatever it is for you worth ruining moments thinking about? No, most definitely not. And most definitely they're not worth ruining or even thinking about during things like cake tastings, by the way, during which I ate 4 slices of cake and I'm damn proud of it. It's all really just a head game. That's all it is. Here, let me give you a real life application of this stupid shit, okay? Sorry for the shit. I'm just getting a little revved up. We did our engagement shoot the other day. Our wedding photographers came to our neighborhood in Brooklyn to shoot us looking like we love each other on the street. Literally, we have some shots where we're intimately posing in the street and would have to move every time our photographers shouted car. So romantic. So authentic. I mean, don't you always pose in a busy street with your eyes closed, intimately caressing your loved one? We do it all the time. So getting dressed for that shoot, I'll admit, I felt confident. I had just done a 75-minute core power yoga sculpt class that morning, and I felt strong and not bloated and just banging. I blasted some pop music because I tried on outfits that made me feel sexy, which is kind of a weird word to say into a podcast mic. And I walked out there to take these kind of awkward pics, feeling truly like my best self alongside my best man. I mean, no, I don't have a best man. I have a maid of honor, but he's the best man to me. So we did this shoot and I stayed very much in the moment, only really worried about getting hit by a car or not squinting without sunglasses. But after the shoot, when I came home and changed into sweats and dove into dinner, all the thoughts rolled in. Oh my God, I forgot to stand in that good way that makes my legs look best. Was this shirt actually flattering for my arms? Crap, what if my legs look fat in every photo? We'll probably just have to crop them all. I started silently freaking out. But then I just said to myself, so the frick what? I was my best self on this day and that is all I can do. Did I go out and have 2 glasses of wine and bread and some cheese the night prior to the shoot? Yeah. Could someone trying to slim down for a photo shoot maybe not have done that? Yeah, probably. Did I have a homemade fresh out of the oven chocolate chip cookie moments before the shoot? Yes. Could someone trying to be mindful of their thighs and bloat in photos maybe not have done that? Sure. Do I care? No, I really don't. I think, honestly, I ate the pre-shoot cookie and drank the pre-shoot wine to give caring a big, fat, bloated middle finger. It's almost like when a boy teases a girl he actually has a huge crush on. He's like wanting to not have these weird feelings towards her, but at the same time, just instinctually really wants her attention. For me, yeah, of course, I want to look hot and fit during my engagement shoot, but I want to be my true, happy, cookie-eating self more, so I didn't even allow myself to do those crash diet behaviors. I intentionally resist since I, of course, am human and feel so routinely encouraged to do such those things. I don't know. I know this is all kind of weird maybe to hear, but I'm just sharing my stuff. Take it or leave it. So ultimately, I believe that having a good body image is simply feeling like your best self, making choices every day that keep you as your best self or move you even more in the direction of your present day, current circumstances, best self. And to clarify, your best self isn't based on your size. I mean, listen, I don't have an eating disorder, nor have I ever, so I can't speak to or for those who unfortunately have. And if that's you, I'm so sorry. I'm sending you love, and I hope nothing I'm saying in this episode is triggering. But I really believe that your best self is based on confidence, not size. I've seen many, many, I don't know, size 2 women roaming around town reeking of insecurity or self-hate or whatever. And they're far from their best selves, even at that quote-unquote ideal best weight or whatever. Versus I've seen size 10 or 12 or I don't know sizes, but not as teeny tiny women practically gliding down the street, turning heads, just radiating confidence. It's really all about confidence. It's all about owning who you are and wreaking that proud ownership from head to toe. Can you make moves to remove a little fat from your hips while still owning who you are? Yes. I'm always working to tone up my leggies while loving and owning who I am. But here's the difference. In a workout when I'm staring at my body in the mirror squatting, which I know is supposed to be toning my thighs, I'm not making eye contact with my mirror self and saying, F you thighs, you get smaller now, you hear? Shrink, you asshole, shrink. See her thighs? Look at those. God, you're already making me miserable because you're not like her, so please do it already. Hurry up. I won't be happy till you take up less real estate. No. I'm more like, hey, great job, thighs. you're so strong and awesome, and this is how I'm showing you some love today. I know I want you to get a little toner, and here you go. Squats. You are welcome. Love ya. Bye. So they'll get smaller. I mean, they will, and it'll be great. And the greatest part is that they'll have done that with love, not with hate. There's a huge difference between the two, you know. And truthfully, don't tell myself this, but they might not actually get smaller. But because I'm showing them love, I might actually think they got smaller just because I've stopped hating them and I'm choosing to see them with pride and confidence. It's all a mind game, I'm telling you. And a rather stupid catch-22. I mean, you really ought to love your body or at least accept it as it is right now. Yes, with your cellulite and extra rolls or whatever. Only then, after you accept it, can you lovingly change it. Then you can do the healthy things and eat the healthy foods. But now you're doing it with the intention of treating your body great so you feel great and thus live great, which includes having a great wedding. So for my wedding, yeah, my goal is to be the best possible present-day Talia walking down the aisle to marry the amazing dream dude I found online. I want to actually feel like myself and recognize myself when I look back on photos of my wedding day. Is it asking too much that I want the me who gets married to actually be me? A wedding is a big deal. It's a day that hopefully, ideally, God willingly, only happens uno times in one's life. And I just want to know that I did all I could do to be the best, glowingliest, most vibrant, confident, energized person on that day that I can be. And on that honeymoon too, baby. But hear this. In the same way that my wedding day is the first day of a new permanent life as a Mrs., not a Miss or a Ms. or whatever, I intended to also be the first day of the new permanent Talia that walks down that aisle. The super vibrant, confident, glowing Talia. I'm not just going to be wedding Talia for the day and the honeymoon and then a year later go quote-unquote on back to a different Talia with this, I wish I could get back to my wedding weight bull hockey. There's this episode's French reference. You're welcome. Way too many people I've seen have crash dieted for their wedding to look their skinniest ever and then gained 30 pounds since and look back on that day with longing and probably confusion and definitely guilt. And so I've laid out a few things, okay, many things, that I'd like to rock out in this next year as I become the best possible version of myself in that wedding dress that I still haven't bought or even tried on or even have any clue what the hell kind of dress I want to buy. If you're sick of me saying best self, like I'm sick of saying it, then let me phrase it this way. Between now and my wedding, and if you're listening to this and you're already married or you're not engaged yet or you want to join me on this little adventure, just pick some big thing in a year, like next Thanksgiving or next dentist appointment or next Zac Brown Band concert or whatever. But between now and my wedding, I'm going to do all the things I've been wanting to do and knowing I could do to become an even better version of myself, but I haven't been doing out of laziness or fear or other BS excuses. I'm kind of using this wedding as like a New Year's resolution situation. So let me stop being ambiguous because I hate when people are ambiguous. So what kind of things, you know, you might want to know? Things like yoga. You know, you've heard me say a dozen times on this podcast that I really want to get into yoga. Well, I finally found one I'm loving, Core Power Yoga's Sculpt classes. Heyo. And I'm just doing it because it makes me feel stronger and bendy and like a better version of myself. Other things I've set out to do include drinking a butt ton of water, even more than I do now, and water's almost all I drink. Eating a butt ton more plants. Yeah, I have room for a little less pasta and a little more zoodles. That'll make me feel oodles better. Things like getting an assistant who I just hired, my first one. She'll help me be my best self and do my best work without blowing my best brains out. Things like writing a book, been a dream for a long time and it's in the works. Stay tuned. Things like learning how to curl my hair and wear the best clothes for my body that make me feel confident every time I leave my house, hence my borderline dangerous recent obsession with Madewell. Things like keeping my home clean for more than one day at a time, stopping work to eat lunch every day before 4 p.m., cooking dinner more, using essential oils way more, gossiping less, posting more to Instagram while browsing less, and comparing myself less. Listening more to Lady Gaga because I just love her. Swimming. I used to love swimming. And the past few years, I haven't. And I think it's because I'm super stressed out all the time. And I can't let loose. So honestly, for our honeymoon, I've promised Jesse, promised him that every single body of water we encounter, a pool, ocean, hot tub, lake, I don't know, we haven't planned our trip yet. But my goal is to go in every body of water. Decorative fountains not included. Because I believe my best self is free and chill and confident enough to drop the beach cover up, relax, and go into cold or warm or salty and hopefully not shark-infested water. And I feel like I should just end this episode on that note. Because if there's anything I wanted to convey to you with this little inner outer dialogue episode about body image and wedding weight loss and all that, it's that, in my opinion, if you want to shed anything, shed the negative mind crap. Shed the idea that in order to wed, you have to weigh a certain amount or wear a certain size. Shed the idea that looking beautiful at your wedding or on a Wednesday requires anything more than being energized and confident and glowy. Shed the idea that the objective of eating more plants is to weigh less pounds. Shed the idea that you shouldn't eat cake at your wedding or engagement party or cake tasting or Tuesday. Because I mean, seriously, what's even the point of life? I really love cake, like a lot. But you get what I'm saying. Do all the healthy stuff you want to do and that you learn how to do through all my podcast episodes and whatever else you consume. But do all the healthy stuff in order to be your best self. Not to weigh something. There's a massive difference between eating healthfully and exercising so you can feel like you're best and eating healthfully and exercising in order to simply lose weight. And that secret is that feeling like you're best is the key to being your most smokiest smoke show self. That's the secret. Shh, pass it on. Thanks so much for listening to the Party in My Plants podcast. That was kind of all over the place. I really should have had a Four Sigmatic Lion's Mane Mushroom Matcha Latte before recording it. But I hope my message at least came out clearly. Do things that help you be your best person every day. That doesn't mean crash dieting for a wedding to be a Pinterestable bride that gets 3,000 likes on Instagram and shared 20 times on Facebook. That means eating the plants, sweating in a way you love, and not eating peanut butter out of a jar every night because you want to be your wedding-ready self every single day. Between you and me, I strive to be Bride Talia on the reg because Bride Talia is the best version of Talia, and I do my thing to be that best version daily. That's all I'm really trying to say in this episode, and now I'm rambling again, so God, let me just turn the mic off already.